it actually started the year that my dad passed away. He was alive when for his 60th birthday, and we had a fundraiser to start the fund. His friends, Miguel Arce, Orlando Izaza, came up with the idea that they wanted to honor the work that he had been doing. And we had a fundraiser for his 60th birthday and started the fund with the Community Foundation of Western Mass. So every fall, we tend to do either an event or a letter to try to raise some more funds for the fund itself. And then in the spring, we accept applications and grant some money to some great organizations locally in Holyoke and the greater Holyoke area.
How many organizations have benefited from this funding since it started?
Well, since it started, it's grown. So this year we had actually 17 applications and we gave grants to 14. Last year I think it was 8. So there's been about 30 organizations so far that have probably received funds. But some organizations like Nestle Oasis perhaps received funds a couple of times for different projects, different gardening projects throughout the city. So sometimes they act as a fiscal sponsor for someone. But I would say about 30 organizations have gotten some funds over the last 5 years.
And the money isn't, we're not talking large sums of money here, but the organizations find a way to put it to good use.
Yeah, exactly. We asked that the grants be up to $1,000. So some examples this year, there's, I think, 3 community garden projects we're supporting at some of the schools in Holyoke. So it's often buying supplies, buying plants. We're supporting a couple organizations this year that are doing media training with our youth, with our teen programs. We've also got the Lighthouse School, which is doing a social justice film series. So we're helping support that. And LASE is doing some work with our Nurturing Fathers program, some follow-up activities that they want to do, so we're supporting that. So, again, it's often we try to be not just part of the operating budget, right? We don't just want to give a grant to just continue the work that these organizations are doing. We're trying to be specific. Another example is the Care Center. In their summer program, they do field trips. And so we help support that because often for these young women, they don't get the chance to go visit MIT and go out to Boston. So we support aspects of what those groups are doing in hopes that we improve their mission.
What's some of the criteria that you use in deciding who gets funding?
Well, it's great because we're an advisory board, and so we work with the Community Foundation. We have lots of flexibility. We all give our opinion about the grants that we like and the strength of the grant application, and then we come back to what my dad would have supported. Another organization that's getting funded this year is the Holyoke Strengths Violin Program. And he was a big supporter of that when he was around. And in fact, when he was on his last days at home, Jen Gilanou, who runs the violin program, sent a video of them playing for him. They dedicated a song to him during one of their rehearsals. And so something like that obviously holds a strong place in our heart. So when they applied, we knew we wanted to support that organization.
Absolutely. You think your father would be proud of this ongoing work?
I think he would be proud. I think one of the things he talked about was the difficulty that these nonprofits have. So sometimes just to do little things in the community. And, obviously these organizations are going for big grants out there to continue their missions. But sometimes it's just the little things, whether it's events or using the social media to get the event out there and bring people to the table. So I think that this was sometimes he would talk about there's just this gap where you just don't have that $500 or $700 or $1,000 just to do something on the ground. And so we're really trying to keep that going. And so I think he would be proud of the work we're doing.